a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic. Be Ready Utah. In-depth coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
So Dave, I decided to tackle storing my own water at home. It isn't already bottled by Dasani. I'm not cheating. So with the help of our partners at Be Ready Utah, I took the plunge. I bought, Wade Matthews thinks I bought 5 gallon storage containers. I thought they were 8 gallon. I have to go home and check, Wade, for sure. But nonetheless, I learned how to safely sanitize them and store water. And I think a lot of people are nervous about doing this. We're going to have a lesson in it right now.
I'm starting to realize I'm doing it all wrong.
You are?
You can check off all the ways I'm storing water and like, nope, that's wrong. That's wrong. Like I use old milk containers.
Ooh.
I've bottled it in glass bottles as well, like some of those.
Why are you making it so hard on yourself?
I didn't realize. I'm like, don't do that. Don't do that. All right, Wade. So give us an idea. First of all, congratulations, Debbie, on your new 5 to 8 gallon.
I'm the favorite child around here.
I'm over here storing it in milk jugs. Tell me a little bit. Okay, why is Debbie so right and I'm so wrong?
First of all, let me say, why are we talking about this in the first place? Why is this so important?
Right.
And we like to tell people that in a disaster, anytime, we can't live more than 3 or 4 days without water. If we don't have a clean drinking supply someplace, we're not going to survive. So it's important to know the why about water storage, first of all. But absolutely right. Start doing something. Dave, you're doing something is better than nothing. Let's put it that way.
There we go.
But Deb, you're saying that because you're sitting across from him. You know that storing it in milk jugs, those things disintegrate. I had that happen. I learned that lesson in the 90s. I stored some in milk jugs and it just disintegrate.
And what's our risk here for hazard in Utah is earthquake and all your glass jars are going to fall on the floor and break.
Oh, my goodness. So. Well, we're going to get him started like I did. And you also brought Brian Simpson with you, also with the Division of Emergency Management as well. So I know what I did, but walk us through it, and I'll see if I did it the right way. Which one of you wants to go? Is that Brian?
Well, like Wade said, the important thing is that you do something. Like you said, something is always better than nothing. We have so many people that I'm afraid I'm going to do it wrong. And
then poison my whole family if they have to drink it.
Exactly.
Oh, I felt that way.
So, I mean, sometimes some barriers that we have is cost. Sometimes barriers we have is storage space. But in terms of cost, you can even just use 2 and 3 liter soda pop bottles. I mean, just rinse them out really good. How many parties do we go to that we just throw all those things away?
Right. So I actually combined, I went to the CDC website, Brian, and they said, pour some water with just about a tablespoon of Clorox unscented bleach into the container. Swoosh it around real good. I went and bought containers from Walmart. They were under $10 each. I've just made a commitment to start budgeting money every week to being ready because I love our partnership with you guys. So I bought these and I swooshed it around, including the lid, made sure that it was pristinely clean inside.
Right.
And then I filled it up with tap water. Did I do it right?
You did it exactly right. You just need to have a diluted solution of Clorox. You can do that. Just because these containers may have been stored in a warehouse where it's dusty,
All I read. Just wanted to be extra cautious about that.
So these are new containers. Give it a little rinse out, and then just fill it up with tap water.
And the reason we say tap water is already treated. It's already safe to drink now, so you don't have to do anything to it when you're putting it in those 5 gallon containers, the 3 or 3 gallon blue barrels. It's already treated and safe to drink. USU Extension Service did a study in 2005 that said if your water was already treated when you stored it, kept in an airtight container, cool, dark, dry place, it'll last indefinitely. You don't even need to worry about rotating it. I have not rotated my water in 20 years since I stored it the first time in my new home. I'm not kidding.
You've got 20-year-old water.
And it's going to be just fine.
Now, that being said, I would recommend checking it once a year. You want to check for leaks. You want to make sure that you don't have any contamination. And how do I check my water? I pour a little bit out into a clear glass. I look at it, make sure there's no floaties or anything like that, and actually taste it. And I haven't had any problem with mine.
Well, it's better to do that before you really need it.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, just test it and taste it before. The other thing I thought about when I was out buying these containers and making this commitment to start storing water, which is the first time ever, and I'm 55 years old, so congratulations, you guys, was my dog. Like, I'm not the only one in my home. I mean, if my kids are grown and gone, I have my dog. If we were stuck at home for a week, he needs water too.
Exactly.
Right?
And we talk about how much should we store, and there's a storage rule, 1 gallon per person per day is how much we should store. But what does that mean? I just, for me, add up all the gallons of water in my house, my storage, my 5 gallon containers, my 33 gallon drums, the water in my water heater is drinkable. Divide that by the number of people in my home, and that can tell me about how long I can expect my water supply to last in a disaster situation if I can't get it replenished. But you think about 1 gallon per day and how much we use on a daily basis, that's just bare minimum.
Yeah. I think my mom's got two giant blue drums. I don't know how many gallons it is.
33 or 55 are the
The 55 gallons. Now, filling it up with tap water, not so easily when you have a big drum. I think she filled it up with the garden hose. Is that all right? Or do you need, I would imagine you'd have to treat it in some way, right?
Like we said, something is always better than nothing.
Okay.
What we try and teach is the ideal, and then there's what we can do. Ideal is you want to use a white drinking water hose. Sometimes they're called municipal water hoses, boat hoses, RV hoses. Mm-hmm. You can get them in any RV store or a lot of box stores have them in their RV section. That's your best way to do it because that is specifically for drinking water. You won't be putting contaminants in it or even just like a rubber taste that you could get from a standard garden hose.
That makes so much sense because, I've drunk out of a hose a few times in my day. It tastes terrible. But it's because I'm using the wrong hose. Brian Stinson, thank you so much for joining us, Wade Matthews. I'm going to keep you around, if you don't mind, for the next hour. We're going to kind of dip into this a little bit throughout the next hour and have more of these conversations. You've been listening to KSL's Emergency Preparedness Series, Be Ready Utah. If you have any questions about emergency preparedness, not sure where to start, Debbie said the CDC website. Sure, fine, whatever, Deb. Go ahead, take your CDC website. I go to beready.utah.gov.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you being the catalyst for me being more responsible. Straight ahead, we're going to talk about inflation. We complain about the rising cost of just about everything, but there's a new news report out that caught my attention. Price tags that haven't budged. Let's talk about the Costco hot dog and soda combo. It's still $1.50. How about that can of Arizona iced tea still at 99 cents? What this tells me is that these steady Eddie price tags, if companies wanted to keep prices low, they could. So Dave and I are going to dive into the debate. Do you think that, Dave, maybe you think that this is just a marketing ploy?
Totally.
How did I know? You're so predictable. He thinks it's a marketing ploy. I say if companies wanted to, they could keep prices lower. They just don't want to.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.